The following Sleep Better podcast is brought to you by the Sleep Forum. For more information, visit thesleepforum.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Ruth Marion with the Sleep Forum podcast, and I am here today with Merav Cohen-Zion. And Merav is Chief Science Officer at DAIS. Hi.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm great. Good to be here.
Good to see you here today. So, you know, before we get started, let's give a little bit of background on you. Who are you? What have you done?
Sure, I'm happy to. So I am a clinical psychologist by profession. I actually started my career and my PhD in the area of sleep. So I've been a sleep researcher for over 20 years now. And my interest in the clinical work and the sleep also brought me to kind of learn a lot of the clinical protocols for sleep and sleep disorders like CBTI for insomnia and other conditions that actually have really good treatments, behavioral treatments for them. So I spent many, many, many years in the academic world. And as you mentioned, in the last 4 or 5 years, I have been the chief science officer at DAIS, doing a lot of the work around our platform in our sleep solution.
Wonderful. So how did you come to, before we get to how did you come to DAIS, what is DAIS? Tell our listeners, what's DAIS?
Oh, gladly. So DAIS is a digital health startup. It's actually located in Israel, but primarily works in the US. And DAIS solution provides a end-to-end journey for users, primarily, by the way, organizations who want to offer sleep assessment and improvement program for their employees or their workforce. And what this solution does, it's actually a digital platform. So it's an app that sits right on your smartphone. And the app does three main things. So it knows how to ask you a bunch of different questions and using the information that you provide, identify high risk for certain sleep issues or conditions. So the first thing it does, it knows how to assess your sleep. Mm-hmm. The second thing it does is it knows how to connect with a lot of different data sources. So it can connect to various, for example, wearables like Fitbit and Apple Watch and you know, Oura Rings, and collect a lot of information directly from these devices. So the second thing it does is it gets a lot of sleep data, behavioral data, but also it can use actually the sonar technology, so actually technology within the smartphone to collect information about your sleep without any wearables at all. So what we try to do is to collect a lot of information so that we can learn about people's sleep patterns and behavior patterns. So we can use that information together with our assessment and create, and that's the third thing, personalized sleep training plans. So what once we know what the sleep issue is, or issues, some people have more than one. And also, once we have a whole stream of sleep and behavior data, we can start to create sleep training programs. For example, someone who's having, you know, sleep onset or maintenance difficulties, we can help them in kind of a CBTI-oriented journey where they will do kind of the classic, you know, sleep restriction and stimulus control, everything within the app. Another person may be identified at high risk for a breathing related disorder or sleep breathing disorder. And with them, we may say, hey, you know, you should be consulting a sleep professional. You should go see a sleep expert and get a home sleep testing and all that. And so we will help them on that journey to make sure, and that we do actually with collaborators, medical partners that can see these people. Most of the journeys are completely virtual. They either happen within the app or with our partners. And so people can get an end-to-end journey all the way from assessment, data collection, and all the way through a personalized sleep program.
So what's really interesting to me is how DAZE can detect a breathing.
Exactly. That's a very good question. I'll be happy to elaborate on that. So obviously DAZE is not a diagnostic tool. It can only identify people who may be at high risk for something. And the way we do that, and that is where actually a lot of my work comes in. I am also obviously the kind of research point person in our company, and I lead a lot of our validation studies. So we did a study about, I think it was published in 2020, one of the first studies that we did, where we developed a proprietary sleep questionnaire and machine learning algorithms that, based on the questions that we ask people, those algorithms know how to smartly identify some of the key sleep problems. So it doesn't know if you have sleep apnea or not, but what it tries to do is to emulate a physician who would say, hey, you know what? I think you may have, I think you're suspected sleep apnea, you're at risk for it, and I would like you to go get sleep tested. So the algorithms know how to identify people at risk for certain situations or sleep issues, and to navigate people to additional sleep testing, or again, to a maybe more wellness or CBTI oriented program, depending on the issue. And we identify four key issues. So insomnia, delayed sleep phase disorder, insufficient sleep syndrome, and high risk for sleep apnea. So it's not a diagnostic tool. The aim is more to identify the issue and then get people directed into the appropriate kind of journeys or user journeys for them.
Wow, that's such excellent information. So now that I understand, and I hope our listeners do too, that what DAZE does, take us, like, what happens after somebody is, okay, I have a
delayed sleep phase, sure, syndrome. Absolutely. Yeah. So these are kind of your typical night owls. And what they often would like to do is to advance their rhythm a little bit. And yeah, a lot of delayed sleep phase people, what happens is they have a hard time falling asleep until really, really late socially, relative to social norms. And then they have a really hard time sometimes waking up on time for school or work and so forth. And there are ways to help people with that by setting really regular sleep schedules, by getting people to get natural light exposure in the morning and to eat well and consistently and healthily. So what the app knows to do is to identify these people and then offer them tasks, whether they be sleep schedules, light exposures. They don't have to remember anything. They just come into the app every day and the app tells them, today I'd like you to try to go to bed here, wake up here, get light here, eat a healthy breakfast, you know, exercise here. And so it'll provide them with a full behavioral program to help them in advancing their rhythm. Okay.
And for some, a digital coach.
Exactly. Oh, and it's a good point you're mentioning coach. It's a digital coach, but an additional feature of DAZE is actually a human coach. So we, on my team, on the clinical team, we also have sleep coaches that are basically offering support, whether it be motivational support or emotional support or behavioral support with the sleep programs. And they offer that support via a chat feature. So when you open the app and you're going through your sleep training program, but you have a question or a special situation, you have a baby at home, or you're going through menopause, or there's some other issue that's affecting your sleep and you just want to tell someone. We're not a medical solution, but we can support people, encourage them to talk to their physician or stick to their schedule or get some light in the morning. So there's also a human element, because I think sleep is on the one hand so universal. We all need it. We all need a certain amount. And yet it's also so personal. It can be affected by so many things in our days and in our lives. And I think we've seen that in the last couple of years with everything that's been going on globally. So we also have the human element to help people primarily get through the program in the best way that they can. And sometimes you need a digital component and sometimes you need a human component. You really, I think, believe that you need a balance between those two to get the best outcome that you can.
What sleep issues do you see mostly?
I think in days we actually see kind of a profile that is probably pretty representative, I would say, of the general population. So I guess the two common sleep conditions today are insomnia and sleep apnea. And they range, again, chronic insomnia, depending on the research study, but something in the range of probably around 10%. And sleep apnea, maybe 4 to 8%, again, depending on different demographics. So I would say those are two probably the most common sleep conditions that we see. On the other hand, we also see a lot of insufficient sleep, because when you look at the research data, I mean, even people who have those conditions, they're also often saying, I'm just not getting enough sleep. And in Western countries, I mean, the estimates are like that 30 or 40% of us are regularly not getting enough sleep. So I would say that's probably, in addition to those two main sleep issues, we're seeing a lot of people who are just unable to get a sufficient amount of sleep and kind of prioritize their sleep because of probably a lot of just competing needs and interests. I never want to be judgmental about that. I think we all have our important social needs and occupational, and all the other demands that we have on our work and home lives. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes sleep just doesn't get as prioritized as much as some of the other. So, and that's something that we at DAYS really want to change.
Before we get into one more topic, I wanted to ask you, if somebody has, for example, it appears that they might have sleep apnea and they need a doctor, how does DAYS help them?
That's a great question. So there's a couple different ways to do that. But typically, we work with various organizations. And so a lot of large organizations offer health insurance to their employees. And so when we contract with a certain organization, we connect our users with a certified sleep clinic. And so that sleep clinic can evaluate the user's health plans and to see that they are eligible to get sleep testing and if they need a CPAP and so forth. So the way it's typically done is we connect with medical partners like sleep experts, like medical clinics or sleep clinics, and like DMEs who can evaluate and assess the insurance plan. And often a lot of people will have, I mean, there's a range of coverage, obviously, but people can at least be evaluated for that. And people can also, you know, people choose to go through their plans and some people choose to do it privately, but they will have the gamma of options and they can decide what's right for them.
And after they get their sleep test, do they come back to DAYS?
That's a great question. So that's perfect. So let's take an assumption here for a moment that someone that we identified at risk ended up seeing a sleep expert and got sleep testing and was, you know, identified as having sleep apnea or diagnosed with sleep apnea, and then they get a CPAP. Well, we all know that adjusting to CPAP is often not easy, and that a lot of people, unfortunately, are not successful for various reasons. And so what DAYS provides is actually the support that often people need when adjusting to their CPAP. So we actually never lose touch with them. They continue their process with our medical partner, but they also continue their process within the app, doing different you know, sleep-oriented tasks and activities and communicating with our coaches. And once they get their CPAP, then we're right back online saying to them, you know, motivating them, supporting them, understanding what their issues. Sometimes CPAP-related issues are very technical, and the technologists and the respiratory therapists and the DME will help with changing masks and humidifiers and stuff. But often it's a very emotional process of, you know, it can be frustrating. It can affect relationships. It can be embarrassing. It can affect intimate relationships. And even just the concept of having to sleep with a device every night at first can be quite daunting. And so we really want to get people supported and to help them be eligible for their CPAP and to make sure they're wearing it as much as they possibly can so they can get, one, a good night's sleep and rest, but also feel their best during the day.
Where do you sell DAZE?
Yeah, so our main market is in the U.S.
Okay.
We do work in a few different other countries, but primarily the platform itself is in English. So it's mainly oriented to English speaking populations. And DAZE is a B2B solution. So it's actually not marketed to individuals, rather typically large companies or at times healthcare providers who want to offer a solution to their members will contract with DAZE. And so we roll out the program for the whole employee population. And then again, you know, some certain people will go and do a direct kind of a wellness or behavioral program in the app. Other people will refer to sleep clinics and kind of track them and see how they're doing. And the idea would be to really screen a large population and then be able to navigate people to their different programs. So we are what's called the B2B, and we typically offer services to large organizations. If there are individuals who are listening and really like to try it nonetheless, we do have different pilots and kind of research studies every once in a while. So you're welcome to just jump on the DAZE website and leave your contact information for our different research projects. And we're happy to contact you once pilots are available, and they do happen every few months or so.
Well, wow. Thank you so much for all that great information. What I want to just stress is how important it is for companies to get on board with companies like DAZE, who can help their employees sleep better and then be more productive. So in the end, something like DAZE can actually, you know, be a real game changer for a lot of companies out there.
I couldn't agree more. I think that, you know, I think large companies today have become much more aware of, you know, health and chronic health issues, whether it be kind of the lifestyle diseases where we commonly discuss, you know, hypertension, diabetes, excessive weight, and so forth. And I think that the awareness that sleep plays a huge role in some of those conditions, and if we can get more and more people to tune into their, not just their exercise habits or their nutrition habits, which are very important, but also kind of put sleep in the kind of in the front where it really and really promote health on a larger scale. I think there's a lot more awareness. We still have a lot of work to do. I couldn't agree with you more. But I think there's greater awareness, and we're noticing that in our conversations with customers who are really actively seeking more commonly a sleep solution, I'd say, than they used to.
Definitely. There's nothing better than happy and healthy employees. And you know what? Healthy and happy employees will be productive employees.
I agree. And productive. And also, you know, I think in today's job market, it's about having healthy, happy, and productive employees. But also, I think companies are kind of looking for that edge, for that something novel and different to offer their employees. I think that more and more companies are recognizing that potentially offering something a little different, you know, kind of looking out really for the welfare and wellness of their employees, but in a slightly different approach, like sleep, really can be a very interesting approach and another kind of, you know, novel and creative way to really promote their workforce.
Well, with that, where can people, let's give the website.
DAYZ.com. So you're welcome to jump on our website and take a look and learn more about DAYZ. And there's a lot of research work there and also some different articles and blogs that we write. And you can also honestly email me directly. And also there's a bunch of different emails, people on the website you can try too. But if you'd like to reach me directly, it's MAIRAVC as in Cohen, Z as in Zion, at DAYZ.com. So feel free to also contact me directly and I'd be happy to connect you with the relevant people.
Thank you so much. And listeners, the Sleep Forum will be putting DAYZ on our website. So for anybody that's listening, you go to the Sleep Forum, you'll see DAYZ there as well. And you can click there and it'll take you to their website. So with that, I want to, you know, I thank you for all your work that you're doing in the sleep world. I always do because it's wonderful. And I like how progressive you are. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
It was lovely, Ruth. Thank you for inviting me. Really enjoyed it.
You're welcome and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This Sleep Better podcast was brought to you by the Sleep Forum. For more information, visit thesleepforum.com.